Shabbat Shalom. The first of our parashas this Shabbat is Tetzaveh, meaning give the command, and covers Exodus 27, 20 through 30, verse 10. At the end of chapter 27, the oil is described for the golden lamp or menorah that sits in the Mishkan, also known as the tabernacle. Pure olive oil was to be used in this lamp, and it was to burn day and night. In chapter 28, God instructs Aaron and his sons to wear priestly garments in the tabernacle. Only Aaron and his sons are permitted to wear these, while the tribe of Levi was chosen by Adonai to take care of the Mishkan. Only Aaron and his sons, the Kohanim, would provide avidah, or service, to God's chosen people. God was very particular as to what the priestly garments should be made of and how they should look. Like the men who wore them, these garments were to be holy, set apart for the sacred and unique work, to bring glory to God. They were beautiful garments and included an ephod, a robe, a breastplate, and a turban and a sash. The ephod was to be made of cloth with beautiful colors of blue, purple, scarlet, and gold. The breastplate of judgment stood for the 12 tribes of Israel. Each tribe was represented by a beautiful stone, such as sardis, emerald, sapphire, and others. In chapter 29, God gave instructions as to how Aaron was to be consecrated with his sons. There would be an offering of one bull and two flawless rams, as well as unleavened bread. Aaron and his sons were to be washed with water, and then Moses placed the special garments on them to set them apart for all time as priests. The bulls and rams will be sacrificed as a sin and burnt offerings, and some of the blood would be poured on the altar. We should note that everyone, including the high priest, had to have atonement for their sins and to follow the law. Yes, Aaron was a sinner just like us, and he needed atonement. These sacrifices were not permanent, but our sins as believers have been forgiven and atoned once and for all by the one whose sacrifice was perfect and eternally sufficient, Messiah, Yeshua. In chapter 30, God instructs the Israelis to build an altar of incense made of acacia wood. This is a very hard wood and was used throughout the Mishkan. Our very own ark in the rabbi's office is made of this wood. Acacia is only found in that region of the world. The altar of incense was to be 18 inches wide, 18 inches long, and 36 inches tall, and overlaid with pure gold. The poles would be used to carry it were also made of acacia wood and overlaid with gold. We might remember that when the Jewish nation leaves Egypt and they plunder all of Egypt, those things they took, they might have thought were theirs. But whose were they really? They were God's, and they were used to be making of the tabernacle. This altar would be placed just outside the veil and would be used day and night, just like the menorah that burns the oil. Once each year, Aaron would make atonement for their sins on the horns of this altar. All this took place in a tabernacle where Adonai would dwell with his people. About 1,500 years later, God would again tabernacle with mankind, but this time in the flesh, through the person of Yeshua, our Messiah, whose words and works always brought glory to the Father, who gave his life willingly as the atonement for our sin, was raised from the dead, and now sits at the right hand of God. Though Yeshua shares our humanity, he is perfect, and unlike us, was never tainted by sin. Let us share a few thoughts about Parashat Tetzaveh in conclusion. Just as the tabernacle included a golden menorah, the light of which would never go out, we have a light, a greater light, one that will never diminish, one that does not need oil to illuminate our path. Messiah Yeshua brings us his greater light every day, every night, and forever. He is, in his own words, Or HaOlam, the light of the world. Think about all the furnishings that Adonai commanded for the tabernacle. Instead of minimalism, he instructed Israel to bring beautiful, richly colored fabrics and precious and semi-precious stones. The altar of incense was even the poles for carrying it were to be overlaid with gold. This teaches us that Adonai loves beauty and artistry. We can see it throughout his whole creation in flowers, species of birds, brightly colored in a unique fish of the sea, in the eye of the feathers of a peacock, the stripes of a tiger, and the spectacular change of color in the fall leaves. What God does, he does with excellence. And that should inspire us to do whatever we do with excellence. All the gifts are his gifts for his glory. It is so reassuring to know that in Messiah Yeshua we have a high priest. The parasha reminds us that every human being, including Israel's high priest, had to have atonement for sin because of every human being has failed in various aspects of the Torah. Rabbi Paul told us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But Yeshua is the perfect God-man who never sinned. He himself is the one perfect high priest. Do you know him? He is the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor. Brothers and sisters, there is no one who loves you more than our Messiah, who gave his very life for us, even though not one of us is worthy of such a gift. It is one thing to help a good friend or a family member who will return the favor or love you back. It is completely a different thing to give your life for someone who is not worthy of such love. Praise God that our faith in him brings an undeserved grace and mercy. May such knowledge make us want to serve him all the more. Amen.